So this backpacking trip was a little bit different for us because it was an introduction to backpacking, because it included not just Allison and myself, but her cousin from Berlin, his wife, their 14 and 11-year-old sons, as well as our son Jordan for the very first time. And so we thought of it as an intro to backpacking experience for them. And so then, I turned to the person who is great at introducing and to sharing and teaching such knowledge. I asked Allison, you know, what would be a few things that you would want people to know as an introduction to prepare for an experience like this? Because she's very cautious and very good in her preparations. And so she shared these things. She said, ounces turn into pounds. Now, that's important because when you're backpacking, you're carrying everything with you. And so those ounces add up, those pounds add up, and you have to carry it along. Also, she's big on logically setting up your pack so that you have speedy access to the things that you need and ease of access as you might go through a day, particularly if you're moving from one spot to another. Also, it's not a race to stop along the way and enjoy the experience. This is particularly important for the 11-year-old that was with us, who would get up in the morning and bounce around the camp, forgetting that we had 4 miles to go that day with a pack on the back. She will tell you, Allison would, that it's important to replace calories and to hydrate accordingly to kind of stay ahead of your body's needs. I would add a few things along with that, such as footwear is important. Good, proper footwear. I learned that, again, because I had 2 sets of boots that I used for hiking, and it's been a while, I didn't know which ones to take, and apparently I took the wrong ones. Those won't be used again, by the way. Also, things like the second day of hiking can actually be harder than the third. That may sound strange. And also there's that ongoing lesson and realization that thunderstorms with lightnings can make it very interesting, because there was a day with a lot of it around us. But you may have some preconceptions yourself as far as what backpacking may be like and some understandings. As it is with all things in life, we have gained information from different people in different ways throughout our life. We may not even be sure where we have gotten that information, how we have been shaped, or where those lessons may have come from. And so then I want to emphasize today Paul's teachings on the introduction to the risen life. Paul writes about when you have been raised with Christ. What does that mean? How do we understand that? We often talk about how in the waters of baptism we are reborn, how we experience new life, but what does that mean? And Paul writes about the risen life. He will say, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. We read in Luke's Gospel how Jesus is approached about a family dispute. He doesn't answer or give a resolution to the problem. Often when he's approached with questions, he won't answer the questions, but he uses them as an opportunity to teach. And so he speaks of a parable of a rich man, one who has great possessions. And there you see in that parable how that rich man focuses on himself solely. When you hear the words of the rich man, look at the pronouns that he uses. He uses the word I 5 times. He uses my 5 more times. These are known as aggressive pronouns. I, me, my, mine. No one's more aggressive than with those pronouns than like a 3 or 4 year old. And it shows how one can be self-centered, concerned solely about oneself. And here Jesus uses it to show how one never sees beyond the world. One who never denies himself, but only affirms himself. Where happiness is in keeping, not in giving. The flip side to the rich man, you could also see in that parable, are those who may have few possessions and focus on what they don't have, fixed on treasures of this earth, things that are on earth, as Paul would put it. And so Paul uses the teachings of Jesus as he speaks about the risen life. Not to live as though the world or the things of the world are all that matter. If you look around our world, look around our society, we often measure people by their perceived success or their wealth, how famous or how recognizable they are. In the risen life, Paul would emphasize a new set of values. To use things of the world in a new way. To set giving above getting. Serving above ruling. Forgiving above avenging. To serve. We need reminders of these things. We need to review them over and over and over again, so that we do not get caught up in the ways of the world. Now, I see myself as a somewhat experienced backpacker, having been on many trips, and one of the things that we do, just to be cautious because of our experience, is to just recognize that there are sometimes wildlife in the area. Things like bears we encountered a couple of times. And so we make preparations, and we are cautious, and every night we will hang our food in bags from a tree using a bear rope, we call it. Or if we're gone hiking during the day, we'll also hang the food up just to keep it out of harm's way or enticing to bears or other wildlife. And so then we did so on the first night there. I looked around and found one particular tree which I could hang the bear rope much higher than you really need, but was the only one I could find that would work. And so I had to throw the bear rope up and over that limb, and it took several chances to get it there, to get it just right, to keep it out of the bush over there and out of the... And so the next morning I went and I collected the food, and I let the food down, and I untied the ends of the ropes, and I went and I round up the rope, and I put the end of the holder of the rope, and then I looked up and realized that the end of the rope was higher than I could reach now, that I had left hanging from the limb, which causes a bit of consternation. Because the rope itself wasn't heavy enough just to come down on its own. And so there it was. There I was. I finally ended up having to pull one of the ropes down and tossing it up over again. The other one, I was able to find a tree limb and kind of leave it, reach up there, wrap it around and pull it down a little bit. But of all my experience, I still show that I can be forgetful. Yes, I can make mistakes. As I found myself looking up there at the end of the bear rope that I could not reach. And so then, we too need our reminders. One who is risen in Christ, Paul says, is one who is hidden with Christ. The Greeks had a term. To be hidden in the earth was reference to death. And so when Paul writes about being hidden with Christ, it talks about death to the worldly self. That the life of the Christian is even not recognized by the world. And the risen life is to die in the ways of the world, to be hidden with Christ. and then with Christ, who is your life. Christ, who is your life. Your mind and your heart are set on that relationship. And you think of it in the terms of our life, rather than my life or mine own. As we think about resulting in the action and the ways of the kingdom, it is the death of self-centeredness, the death of my life, of abuses in life through desires and passion and devotion. Those things that can be displaced and damaged and be harmful to ourselves and to others. And the focus is on our life and the goodness of others, to treat others with kindness and to speak the truth. And so really, every time we go backpacking, there's a need for an introduction. A couple other things that I would add to our introductory lessons. Now, this was, as I said, a group of seven, which was far different than our previous experiences usually. And one of the lessons is that when you're walking along, that the tail end of the group, the ones on the end, that they don't go back looking for something without informing the rest of the group. When I found myself stopping and turning around and realizing that the three people behind me were no longer there. And waiting, and waiting, and waiting, and wondering, and wondering. And then Allison and I finally go back to find out what happened to them, and they had, of course, gone back to look for something they thought they had forgotten. Another thing is not to go off on an early morning hike without telling anyone you are going or where you are going. Which our 33-year-old son did. And as much as we try to prepare, we try to get good information on the trails. But even that is not guaranteed when we go looking for a trail and realizing it is nowhere to be found. And finally, when we take off on journeys and expeditions such as this, we realize that we are not alone. That what we do in those situations, in groups of two or seven or whatever it might be, what each person does impacts the other. It impacts the other. And so there are always new challenges, new regions, new environments in which we find ourselves. It's hard to really rely on just those things that we remember we've done before. But to recognize and to be introduced to the newness of the experience. And so we are introduced to the risen life, the new life, which is constantly being renewed, Paul would say. We are always undergoing change. There is always a progression. It is continual. It is ongoing. We live in an introductory class. None of us are postgraduates. We are to be open to learning. For the journey ahead of us is one of many, many steps. Amen.